This is Ozarks at Large. Under the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, certain Marshall Island migrants living in the United States are eligible to enroll onto the Arkansas Healthcare Marketplace for private insurance. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich attended a health fair this weekend in Springdale designed to encourage islanders to enroll, and she brings us the story.
Nian Chakar sits at a table at the Jones Center for Families trying to fill out insurance paperwork while holding her squirming baby girl. Chakar says she doesn't see a doctor except for when she was pregnant. She went to a low-income clinic in Springdale, which serves migrant Marshallese.
Do you hope to enroll by December 15th, and then you will be eligible for medical insurance starting January 1st?
Yes, she says. Nian shows Brandy Cooper an in-person assister guide, her passport, Form I-94, which she received when she entered the U.S., and her Social Security card. Brandy Cooper is based at Friendship Community Care of Washington County.
Yes, well, today is my first time actually being in the population and actually speaking with the Marshallese people individually. So it's been a very nice experience, very interesting, and very insightful as well.
Insightful? Because Marshallese hold a privileged status in the United States. Under a compact of free association, they can travel to the U.S. to live and work without a visa. The U.S. maintains strategic military operations on the Republic of the Marshall Islands, which include a nuclear test bomb program back in the 1950s. As such, islanders are considered lawfully present, making them eligible to enroll in the federal insurance marketplace. As many as 6,000 Marshallese live in Northwest Arkansas, the largest population on the mainland. And the Arkansas Minority Health Commission is encouraging as many islanders as possible to enroll by staging this two-day event, providing free food, health screenings, and translators. Executive Director Idonia Trotter.
My understanding is that Marshall Islanders are eligible to apply under the marketplace for the subsidies that it provides. The income level, not only for the Marshall Islanders, but for everyone, the income levels will make a difference as to how people will qualify for this. What we do know is that in the state of Arkansas, they're not eligible for Medicaid.
Nor are Marshallese eligible for Arkansas's private option, which is expanding Medicaid coverage to tens of thousands more low-income Arkansans. California, Washington State, and Hawaii convey state Medicaid dollars to Marshallese migrants. Arkansas does not. A half dozen IPA guides from various nonprofit and state agencies visit with islanders, including manager Joanna Seitz from Community Clinic in Springdale. She says none have come by the clinic to enroll since the marketplace opened October 1st. She's not had much luck at this event.
So no one has approached us to enroll here. Yes, they have been asking questions about our services at the community clinic, and that's as far as it's extended. We've been giving them information about the Arkansas Health Insurance Marketplace.
Part of the problem is that Marshallese prefer to not discuss personal matters with strangers, but Sandy Harris-Joel's table is packed with Marshallese. She's Marshallese Outreach Coordinator for Credit Counseling of Arkansas. She says new concepts must be embraced by the entire community first to be accepted.
Marshallese are like getting information from each other. It's like a chain. You go, then I follow you. If you have feel it, I will feel it too. You know about it, I will know about it. So it's like people teach each other, and we copy each other from what we learn that is good for us.
She says Marshallese are unsure about the Affordable Care Act, because in the first place, they were promised certain entitlements when they moved to the United States.
We believe that we came here to take the advantage of our compact with the United States. There was a document signed, promised that we can come here with free medical. And when we come to Arkansas, there was no free medical.
When Sandy Joel lived on the West Coast, she enrolled in Medi-Cal, California's Medicaid program. An Arkansas Marshallese could be eligible, according to the State Department of Human Services, if islanders secure legal permanent residency and live here for 5 years. But those qualifications are really strict. And Native Marshallese children have no access to State Our Kids First. So with no insurance and little money, where do these islanders go for medical care?
They have no choice but to walk in the emergency room.
Or they go to local community clinics, which charge a sliding scale fee. Sandy Joel says she knows many working islanders who refuse to enroll in their company's insurance because the copay is too high. So she's hoping they will opt into the federal marketplace. Islanders with an income between 100% and 400% of federal poverty will be eligible for generous tax credits.
Most people that come to my office, I deal with them. I help them with budget, so I know the income.
Marshallese activist Melissa Leilon is a board member of the Arkansas Minority Health Commission and helped to organize this event.
Well, first of all, I'm a big fan of this because it will allow a lot of Marshall Islanders that have been left out of the system for a long time. So this is going to be a chance and an opportunity for us to have that coverage that we've been needing for a long time. And not only that, but it also offers discounted rate as well.
Leilon says compared to the Latino population, major barriers exist here.
The other IPA tables, most of them don't have any documentation, any kind of documents translated into Marshallese. We only have two licensed, one licensed IPA and one licensed navigator at this point. And these are Marshallese. I'm talking about Marshallese.
Local and state public health agencies have been assisting Ozark Islanders for almost two decades because they're acutely aware that Marshallese have the highest incidence of tuberculosis, a lung disease, among Pacific Island nations. And Marshallese are at risk for leukemia, thyroid, and breast cancer due to direct or indirect exposure to radiation from U.S. nuclear weapons testing on the Marshalls. Consumption of processed Western foods places them at risk for heart disease and diabetes. LaGoria Payton, a physician assistant with the Arkansas Minority Health Commission and coordinator of this event, is shocked by what she's seeing here.
What I have found, which is really surprising to me because I'm not familiar with this community's health profile. We have a number of people whose blood sugar results were well over 400. They are not under a physician's care. They do not have medication. It's just unbelievable to me.
Blood glucose above 400 is considered a medical emergency. Stephanie Vang, an insurance navigator with Legal Aid of Arkansas based in Fayetteville, has a Marshallese IPA guide on staff. They've managed to pre-enroll several islanders today.
For most of them, we've just given them the paperwork. The initial response has been a little bit of hesitancy. So most of them just want to take the application home and review it before they actually enroll.
And at home, Marshallese families can decide if the new affordable health care is, well, affordable. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.